Proclamation number 3416 of 24th of January, 1945. Disregarding the divine word. Consequences. Source of power. You humans hear the word of God and yet you let it ring in your ears and don't comply with it. For you express this through your way of life, which does not correspond to divine will, God's will, which is made known to you through His word and which should therefore determine your way of life. And therefore you are all to blame if God now makes His will known to you in a different way, if instead of His gentle word He lets you go through a school of suffering which is meant to teach you the same, only in a way which does not appeal to you. Suffering only affects a few people undeservedly, yet they know about God's eternal plan of salvation, they know about the meaning and purpose of earthly life and also about the meaning and purpose of suffering. They know that only God's great love uses this means of education to win people over for Himself, and therefore they humbly bear the suffering which they also have to take upon themselves for the sake of their fellow human beings. But at the same time they have a compensation for their suffering body. They have refreshment and comfort for their souls. For they gratefully accept the word of God and draw comfort and strength from it. They refresh themselves at the source of grace which God's love has opened up for them, and suffering does not oppress them to the same extent as fellow human beings feel it, to whom that source of strength is closed due to their own fault. God foresaw the coming adversity and therefore conveyed His word to earth in order to help His own gain strength of faith and inner peace. For the adversity had to come because people's will itself had conjured it up. Yet those who are devoted to God, who therefore are not to blame for the adversity, shall not be depressed by this adversity, they shall not remain without strength and without inner comfort. And therefore they will always be allowed to hear the divine word. They will receive it directly or through God's servants on earth who shall serve as mediators between God and people. And anyone who allows this word of His to take effect on him need not fear, even though the adversity around him appears to be immense, for he who sends it upon people is also able to banish it. He is able to put a stop to the greatest calamity if His wisdom and His will deem it necessary. God does not leave His own in adversity, yet for the sake of their fellow human beings they often have to take part in it. But they should keep their firm faith that they are not abandoned by Him. They should gain this faith from His word, they should draw strength from it and be strengthened in their love for God. They shall fulfill God's will before their fellow human beings' eyes and thus exemplify the right life to them. They shall give them an example of the effectiveness of the divine word so that they will remain in deepest inner peace even in the greatest earthly adversity, so that their fellow human beings will also learn to respect the word of God and live accordingly. Amen.